I just got home, so I'm going to switch devices because my phone is about to die. It's been a
Okay.
heck of a week, a heck of a day already.
Thank you, Veronica. So we're all here. I will call this meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order on June 10th, 2024. Present are myself, President Greer, Commissioner Mary Schaaf, Commissioner Kevin Gundlach, and Commissioner Veronica Figueroa Velez. We will start with a review of the minutes. Looking for those dates. From May 13th, 2024, May 28th, 2024, and May 29th, 2024. Have people had an opportunity to review those meeting minutes?
Yes, and I move approval.
Second.
Is it moved? It has been moved and approved that we accept the minutes from those three dates. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The motion carries. Michael, do we have any public comment?
We do. Cheryl Ann Elkington, who's a resident of District 12, has registered representing Vegan Haven Central Inc. Cheryl, I'm going to go ahead and invite you to unmute your microphone. And if you like, you can turn your camera on if you've got it. And you'll have 3 minutes to address the board on any topic.
Thank you. I am a nonprofit owner and I have had a little education in criminal justice. I perceive many problems. I'm 65 years old. I would like to be of some help and I would like to know if a representative or two, however many you want, might join me to apply for grants from the US DOJ. There's like a stack of them available real soon.
Jenna?
I'll lead or I'll partner, whichever anyone else chooses.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And where can I will do you have a column I can type in my information, or you should have my email, but I'd like to hear back as soon as possible from anybody willing to come on. I've had experiences with grants and no success. I think they like numbers of people. So that's why I'm here to ask.
Thanks, Shell. I'm going to attach your information that you were registered into the minutes. And then you can always reach out to pfc@cityofmadison.com and I can forward that along to commissioners.
Thank you. I'm letting this go so I can go write that down. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Shell.
Bye. Is there any other comment?
No further.
Are there any disclosures or recusals from commissioners this evening? Hearing none, we will proceed to the proposed initial hearing from Michelle Esser. And my understanding is that she has withdrawn her complaint. Is that correct?
Yes, she did submit a written request to withdraw her complaint. And so at this point, the PFC should act upon that through a dismissal. And the dismissal could be with prejudice, meaning that the complaint cannot be brought again, or without prejudice, meaning that it can be brought again.
Discussion?
The question, please.
Yes, Mary.
Just a question to our counsel. I noted in the previous minutes that Esther's response to the motion to dismiss was due by the 27th. Did you receive this correspondence prior to that date?
I'll need to go back to the dates. She had left me a voicemail, I know, and then I had followed up in writing. It looks like there was a voicemail on May 20th. What was the date that you had mentioned?
The 27th was the due date.
Okay, so there was a voicemail on May 20th, a voicemail on May 23rd, and I had exchanged emails with her. She was inquiring about how to withdraw the complaint or how to dismiss the complaint. And I had asked her to submit something in writing. So the first contact about it, it looks like, was May 20th.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a preference that this be withdrawn with or without prejudice at this time? Does someone want to make a motion? Mary?
I'll make a motion. I would move dismissal of the complaint with prejudice.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we dismiss Ms. Esser's complaint. It has been moved and seconded that we dismiss Ms. Esser's complaint with prejudice. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. 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 Opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you. We will move on to the fire department. Discussion items. Do we have a representative here?
President Greer, this is Chief Carbon.
Good evening, Chief Carbon.
Nice to see you all. And if I could lead off, I'd just like to thank you for your representation and leadership at our graduation on Friday. It was great to have you there at another nice event. So thank you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be there.
Okay, well, I will get you through the fire department report. The first section here, we would like to recommend the promotion of the following personnel pending your approval. The first would be Division Chief Chris Thomas, promoting to Assistant Chief on July 7th. Lieutenant Dan Williams would promote to Division Chief on July 7th. And Apparatus Engineer Dan Verhagen would promote to Lieutenant on July 7th. Again, all pending the approval from the PFC. And Commissioner Shaw completed the personnel file reviews on the 21st.
We will review those files in closed session and report our determination when we reconvene.
Thank you. Okay. The next ones will be some recommendations for permanent placement from probationary status and into that permanent rank. The first two.
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt for a minute here because your voice comes and goes. I don't know if it's my computer. Mm-hmm. I hear you and then I don't hear you. So
thank you.
stay close to your mic. I will appreciate that.
I unfortunately have to see my mug a little bit closer up, but I'll see if this works. I apologize. Please let me know.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Better, so, Veronica, is that better? Okay, great.
All right. Thank you. The first two will be recommendations for placement into permanent positions of the rank of lieutenant. That will be Zach Hake and Paul Britton. Both would be effective June 11th. They both completed the 12-month probationary period with regular quarterly evaluations by their assigned division chief, and those have been reviewed by Assistant Chief Fabry with no discrepancies found. And so they have our full recommendation for movement into permanent status.
May I have a motion? I will make that motion to move Zach Hake and Paul Britton into permanent status at this time on the chief's recommendation.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda would be, again, the recommendation into your permanent status for apparatus engineers. They've also completed the 12-month probationary period, have also had regular quarterly reviews by an assigned division chief, and have been reviewed by an assistant chief favor. Both have our full recommendations. One would be Ryan Meitzen, effective June 11th, and the second would be Dustin Whitehorse, effective June 11th.
Is there a motion to approve?
I move approval of the individuals with the effective dates listed for their final recommendation from the fire chief.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the individuals listed with the effective dates that the chief has noted. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion carries. Chief?
The Lieutenant Lene Anderson retired on Friday, June 8th, or Saturday, June 8th, I should say, after 25 years of service. We had two resignations. One was firefighter Alex Elbord after 11 months. And the second was recruit Brian McCoskey, resigning from the Recruit Academy. And then finally, we have three open personnel investigations regarding various APMs and MFD policies. And we do not have any suspensions requiring modification.
Any questions of the chief? We don't have any. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now we can move on to the police department discussion items.
Good evening, President Greer and everyone.
Good evening, Chief Carpen.
Tim Patton now from MPD. That's all right. It's been a long Monday, I think, for all of us.
My brain is 6 seconds behind. Tim.
It's welcome. Very good to see you again, and I want to start off by thanking you for joining us for the swearing-in of our newest academy class. We welcomed in 32 new recruits, and President Greer joined us for that swearing-in on May 28th. We thank you for that swearing-in and your kind words.
You're welcome.
We'll start off then for our first item. We're seeking consideration of the chief's final recommendation for four sergeants following successful completion of their probationary period. They are Benjamin Enstrom, Christopher Hall, and Kevin Stotts, all finishing up their probationary period effective June 11th, and Timothy Liston, who will finish up on July 9th.
I will move approval of the movement from probationary status of Benjamin Engstrom, Christopher Hall, Kevin Stotts on 6/11/2024, and Timothy Liston to sergeant effective July 9th, 2024.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that these recommendations be approved. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries.
Thank you. We have just one acting promotion to share with you. Chief Barnes has promoted Detective Pedro Ortega Mendoza to Detective Sergeant. He will serve as one of the two Detective Sergeants leading our violent crimes units for the next 4 years.
Excellent.
We have no retirements or resignations to report today. It's been some time since we haven't had that list and a long list. For our next agenda item, then we had a 2024-25 hiring process. So first, we've now finished our third round of testing and oral board interviews. To date, we're nearing 90 applications on file for the 24-25 hiring process. That's about 10% ahead of where we were this time last year, so that's promising. I will request, due to my own error, I will say, I'd like to, if possible, request a special meeting for you all to consider 8 candidates to be added to an eligibility list. I neglected to include that in the agenda for this evening, and my apologies for making that additional ask of you. But if at all possible, there was some discussion about maybe another a special meeting upcoming, and if it fits there, wonderful. Otherwise, if at all possible, I'd request a special meeting to approve these 8, as a couple of them are in multiple hiring processes that we're in competition with other agencies for. And again, my apologies.
And William, on that, or President Greer, excuse me, on that, we do need to have a special meeting for election of officers, as our rules call for that to be in June. So I'm thinking that we could have both of those items for the special meeting.
That sounds good to me. Can we look at our calendars and see when we could convene for those two agendas in June?
Are we thinking a midday meeting? Is that what we're kind of thinking for this?
I would think so. If no one has an objection to that. So a 12:15 meeting.
Yeah, that would be great. If it needs to be in June, the week of the 24th works for me.
Okay. Any particular day better, Veronica?
Any day of that week works for me.
What would be the time?
12:15.
Only day I'm available at that time would be the 28th.
Are other people able to make the 28th of June?
That works for me.
That works for me.
I think I can. I'm out of. I just have to get somewhere where I'll have reception. Any chance anybody could even do it at the end of this week?
I am booked this week.
Okay.
Well, what other day? What other days could you make it, Mary?
Most of that with that week, the week that Veronica's available is the week I'm gone.
Oh.
But I can get myself to some place where I'll have connectivity, and then I should be okay. So I can attempt to be there. But it sounds like we would have quorum, so I'm good with staying with the 28th, and I'll give it a try.
Okay. So 12:15, June 28th. And Captain, you will get those materials to us?
Yes, I'll forward those. Actually, I have, I've sent those on, and they can be shared at any time now with you all.
Thank you.
Yes, and my apologies for missing this piece. Our only remaining item then is an update on discipline and PSIA. We have, again, no new cases added since last month. There remain two ongoing investigations in progress for complaints of excessive force related to arrests in violation of MPD's use of force SOP, and no suspensions requiring notification at this time.
Thank you. Any other questions of the captain before we convene?
Just one comment of thanks to the police department for all the work that they've done this past weekend with all the shooting violence in the city.
Thank you very much.
You're here. Pretty frightening stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for the summer here at this point, but hopefully we'll find some resolution here quickly.
Just a question, Captain. I'm reading constantly about shortages of staff for police departments around the country. How are we doing in that regard?
We're currently over our authorized as we would normally be right at this time after starting an academy. I think the last number I heard was we might be sitting at 517-ish, where our authorized is slightly under five or just at five. Now that's while that is certainly appreciated, it is also lower than usual for this time, meaning right after we've begun an academy. I think certainly this for us here in training and in the department, I know Chief Barnes shares this concern as well, that, you know, I think if these application numbers remain, I think we'll find ourselves trending in that same direction that a lot of our other, you know, agencies across the state, but certainly across the country are experiencing. Typically when we're out in conferences on either coast, we're talking with agencies who are down somewhere between 10 and 30% authorized strength. So certainly this continues to be a priority for us, and some of the novel changes that we've implemented here have been especially helpful to be able to reach and act quickly when engaging with a qualified candidate, especially our non-traditional candidates who are not quite used to a long hiring process like ours. But this challenge is certainly real, and I think we're on the cusp of maybe entering into that situation, albeit hopefully not ever that worse, that bad.
Thank you. I'd like to take it a little farther than, you know, certainly right there with the gun violence that has happened in our community that is totally going off the chart right now. And my thanks to the police department and the EMS responding to all of this. It's been a very heck of a weekend for those of us who work in violence prevention and intervention. And I really hope that both departments are finding a place to debrief these situations and really take some self-care as well.
Thank you. I know our EAP and peer support resources are fully up to speed here at that point and stretched. And certainly, I think one of the things to just throw out the kudos to Dan Williams at MFD and some of the work that has been done in preparing for instances just like we experienced this weekend. We're already talking about debriefs and how we can learn from that. I don't know that it was textbook or certainly perfect, but nonetheless, all of that investment in time and training, I think, will pay dividends for, you know, both our departments, but our city and potential victims of this type of violence. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything, Kevin?
I have not read up on it, but I've been informed by a few people. So I've just been swamped with work, but I do appreciate all the work that you guys are doing, and stay safe. And I'll be talking to, I'm sure, some of the firefighters in my other job. So.
Thank you. Moving on, contemplated closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C to discuss and take action if appropriate regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, consider preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file review. Chris Hammes, division chief to assistant chief, effective July 7th, 2024. Dan Williams, lieutenant to division chief, effective July 7th, 2024. Dan Verhagen, apparatus to lieutenant, effective July 7th, 2024. And to consider preliminary recommendation of the police chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file reviews. Cruz Ramirez, police officer to sergeant, effective May 26, 2024. James Emoel, sergeant to lieutenant, effective 8-4-2024. Nicholas Hill, police officer to sergeant, effective 8-4-2024. And Angie Komoski, lieutenant to captain, effective 8-4-2024. May I have a motion to withdraw into closed session?
I'll make the motion to go to closed session.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we go into closed session. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion carries.
All right, I'm going to pause the recording, turn the hosting over to Jenna, and then you can kick the rest of us out of the room. Yeah. And then we'll come back and record again when we're in open session.
So, Michael, we reconvened on the motion of Commissioner Figueroa Velez and the second of Commissioner Gunlock. Okay.
Are you ready for a motion, President?
I am.
I will start then with to move approval of the fire chief's preliminary recommendation for the following individuals: Chris Hammes, division chief; Dan Williams, lieutenant, or to division chief. I think I got that wrong. Let me start over. It's Chris Hammes to assistant chief, Dan Williams to division chief, and Dan Verhagen to lieutenant, all effective July 7th of 2024.
Is there a second?
Second.
It is been moved and seconded to approve the fire chief's recommendations. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. And I will move to approve the police chief's preliminary recommendation for the following candidates: Cruz Ramirez, from police officer to sergeant, effective May 26, 2024. James Imel, from sergeant to lieutenant, effective 8/4/2024. Nicholas Hill, police officer to sergeant, effective 8/4/2024. And Angie Komoski, lieutenant to captain, effective 8/4/2024. Is there a second?
Second.
The police chief's recommendations have been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move adjournment.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion carries. We are adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Night.